Let's talk now to somebody who's going to be who used to play, I should say, for Liverpool's opponents this weekend, because Virgil van Dijk gets his wish of playing at Anfield on Saturday when Southampton play Liverpool. It's been a tough start for Mauricio Pellegrino. He led his side to just 3 wins in the Premier League so far this season. They're 13th in the table, and joining us now, a man who spent 16 years at Saints, over 450 games, Jason Dodd joins us. Hi, Jason.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hi, Jason. How are we doing? Okay.
Hi, guys.
Jason, just before we get started, where do you stand on the Van Dijk situation? I know Letiz has made his point like quite clear. You must have seen it and heard it like loads of time in football where players get tapped up before they actually go to a football club. Where do you actually stand on it?
Well, the thing is, I don't know the hard part of it, but back in our day, it was a little bit more discreet and obviously maybe wasn't put out so much in the media. You might have heard about it from your agent or whatever, but I mean, the one thing I don't like is like, well, the players are going to go on strike, and that's, I don't like that at all. Now, he signed a 6-year contract. I mean, I'm a firm believer. I totally understand if a club comes in, they agree the money and someone goes. That's perfect. But you agree a deal, and then because a deal doesn't go through to wherever it might be, then you start picking a stink up. And that's the only thing that's a bit sour for me. Totally understand people move on, clubs agree fees, and it goes from there. But then when players are saying, now, again, it's hearsay in the press. Players are saying, oh my God, I'm not going to play for the club, don't let this transfer go through. Now, it does happen. But then again, someone like Virgil, he came from Celtic. For us, it was a lot of money when he came in. He has been absolutely fantastic. And I'm not going to lie, my opinion, I think he's one of the top 3 defenders in the Premier League. So I understand why the top teams want to come after him. But it just disappoints me a little bit that, yeah, I mean, Southampton, we haven't started as well as what we thought. The only good thing about the game on Saturday is when we play against the so-called big teams, we suddenly put a performance in. Now, as you mentioned there, with 13th in the table, on paper, if you'd have looked at the first 11 games, you're thinking, no, there's minimum 20-odd points here. 13th in the bag, we've got obviously Liverpool the weekend, we got some of the big boys. You've only played one of the teams in the top 6. So now supporters are starting to go, well, hold on a minute. What happens come January, and whether someone was agreed with Virgil that see the first part of the season and then we'll let you go in January. Well, if he was to go, it would be a massive blow to the club. So I understand why the big boys are coming around him. Mark, going back to what we spoke about, I'm just not a big believer in chucking the toys out the pram when things don't go your way. And trying to push a move through like that, I just think it shows a little bit of disrespect for the football.
Do you think that there's still a chance, Jason, he could still make a move in January?
Well, these things happen in football, didn't they? A couple of years ago, when Ronaldo was at Man United, I think Sir Alex more or less said, look, give us 1 year and then you can go. So whether there's some agreement that has been sorted out with the club to resolve the issue of him more or less saying that I wasn't going to play, that the club said, look, give us half a season or give us a season and then you can get your wish. Now, I'm assuming that was in place, they'd be obviously going out there and looking for a replacement. But the thing is, they aren't overly strong in the centre-half department anyway. So if you lose someone like him, it's a massive void to fill.
Just up on the front line as well, when the lad Gabbadini came in, I thought he looked sharp last season. I thought, yeah, they've got a goal scorer in there, Shane Long up there, that you know he's not going to score bags and bags of goals, but his energy, his work rate, he makes it uncomfortable for defenders. Are you surprised, Jason, that they're not scoring many goals?
Well, I've watched a fair amount of the football, and a lot of my mates from that go to the games, and possession football, now that's great. If you're having a lot of the ball, it was proven the other night, the Italy game, the Sweden game, was 76%. It's only relevant if you're scoring goals at the end of it. Now, Southampton play football, and they play around, they play through midfield. But as you said, when Gabby Adin first came in, 6-7 games, he scored 6-7 goals, then he got injured. Charlie Austin was the same. He bagged 8-9-10 goals, then he got a long-term injury. And I think Shane Long, I feel a little bit for him, because he seems to be the one. He'll have one or two games and then he's the one that's left out. And then he'll be out the side and then he'll come in for one or two games. Won't score and then he's left out again. I don't really think, I mean, they haven't got, my opinion, They don't put the ball enough in the box. Mm. That's where you're going to score the goals. So that's where Gabbiadini, you want him. Charlie Austin, Shane Long will run the channels for you. Mm. And he'll work to create, obviously, the space for the creative players to get on the ball and try and score. But as you mentioned, this is what it's a worry. Yeah, I mean, especially at home and that, we can't score goals. And, and I think everyone knows in the Premier League, I mean, you've got to score goals to win games. Simple as that.
Well, Jason, I mean, Claude Puel, for me, did reasonably well last season. I think, was it ninth you finished in the table? You got, obviously, to the final of the League Cup. What's the difference been under Pellegrino? Has he changed the style of play? Because Puel was like, he was slaughtered, wasn't he, from pillar to post about being very defensive and negative. Has Pellegrino just elaborated a little bit, be a little bit more attack-minded, or is he just the same as Puel?
Well, if I'm honest with you, yeah, I don't think too much has changed. Like I said, Bufal has come in. He's come in for a lot of money. They bought players in, and he's had a say in bringing these players in, I think. But like you said, I mean, I felt the previous man, Klopp, was really hard done by. Mm. I mean, do you know what a lot of the problem is? Yes, he's not the most charismatic fellow in the interviews and things like this. But the thing is, the work that he put in, we should have been Man United in the cup final, there's no doubt about that. So he was proven that he could compete with the bigger teams. And I just felt, I mean, a lot of it was people were moaning about that he's not charismatic and he's not a young Klopp and all that sort of thing, and he's not one. But who really cares? The performances and results that he got were very good. Now, this is what put Pellegrini under a little bit of pressure, and he's tinkered with it a little bit. But like I said, they can't score goals. Mm. The only good thing that I mentioned earlier, playing against the top side, Southampton do more or less put the best performances in, because the top teams don't tend to change their style. So Southampton don't change their either. And I think it suits them. Opposition play, we play, and it goes like that. But it does worry me in the game on Saturday that we haven't really got the goal threat. That's going to cause Liverpool too many problems.
Jason, I'm so glad you said that they don't score goals, but you're playing Liverpool at the weekend. You've got every chance of doing that.
So that's what you lot have been moaning about as well. Yeah. You know what I mean? We can score and shed loads of goals, but we can see them at the same time. Well, that's what I mean. At the end of the day, it suits Southampton playing against a really attack-minded team, because it opens up between the lines, and the likes of Davis gets on their dredge, James Ward-Prowse with his delivery. Tadic is very skillful. So we have got talented technical players, but we're just not seeing it enough in the final third. And like, if you're a Liverpool supporter, you'll be quite pleased about that, because a lot of the teams let Southampton play in front of them and it doesn't cause them too many problems.
Jason, where would you rather have played your football, at St Mary's or the Old Dell?
Great question.
The Old Dell.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have been there. It's just the atmosphere, and the supporters would be handing you ball when you take a throw in. Mm. It's just, I mean, can you have a difference? We had to go to St Mary's to move the club forward, so we all understand that. Yeah. But then again, if you were foreseeing the finances that come into play, we had to move from the Dell to St Mary's because we needed revenue, we needed money coming in. Well, nowadays, don't really need program sales and pie sales and beer sales and things because of the vast amount of monies that come in. But I had a great, I mean, I was very lucky at Dell, and I was very lucky that I got a testimonial right at the end. And I did it then because I still had another 4 years at Southampton, but I wanted to end the chapter then and then start a new one at St Mary's. But to be fair, St Mary's is a fantastic stadium. I don't know, a lot of stadiums are like that now. They lose that little bit of edge and the supporters being so close. Supporters in Southampton talk about it, but we did need to move for the revenue and to progress on.
Just finally, Jason, just wonder, obviously it's not worked for Ronald Koeman up at Everton. Does that massively surprise you?
Yeah, because in theory he was going up to Everton, which in theory had better players. Obviously the fan base, the club and how well it was running. And I saw him work a lot and watched a lot of his games and that, and they were attack-minded, and I think it was fantastic. And I just, you're scratching your head to understand why it didn't work, because he wouldn't change the way that he manages and the way that he obviously deals with his players. And it's just a strange one why it didn't work up there. I know your boys would be quite happy with that, but you know what I mean? But I don't know. He will get another job and he will be successful. I just think it's a blip in his career.